I'm Ray Furlong with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service News today. International peace talks aimed at ending Syria's civil war have begun in the picturesque lakeside city of Montreux in Switzerland. While fighting continues on the ground in Syria, delegates from 30 countries have gathered to try and achieve a political settlement to the three-year civil war, which has left more than 100,000 people dead and displaced millions more.
Welcome to Montreux, an idyllic Swiss town that lies along the sparkling blue waters of Lake Geneva. It's an absolutely beautiful day, a day sadly far, far away from a country being torn apart by war. And that's why Syrians from the government and the opposition have gathered here today, along with foreign ministers and envoys from more than 40 countries. It took 9 months of pushing, pulling, pressure to get the two Syrian delegations to the same table. And they sit here today after nearly 3 years of a punishing war. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon rose to the occasion and tried to set the tone of this meeting. And he called on the Syrian delegations to show restraint, to be statesmanlike. And Syria's Foreign Minister Walid al-Mualem took the floor. He spoke not for 10 minutes as instructed, but 20 minutes. 20 minutes of contempt and condemnation. He even tried the patience of the famously soft-spoken Secretary General. In one sense, this crisis is about a war which is costing the lives of millions of people. On the other, it always comes down to just one man. Directly or indirectly, Bashar al-Assad, the president of Syria, was mentioned in all of today's speeches. The U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the only obstacle before a peace deal was, as he called it, the stubborn clinging to power of one family and one man. Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, put it more diplomatically. He said there could be no predetermined outcomes. In other words, no calls for President Assad to step down. This is only the start of what will be a long, difficult, and at moments dangerous process, but at least it's beginning.